It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I've got Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. It's always good when he comes in and wants to share what's going on around our area with us. And today we're going to talk about the Uinta Basin Railway. Now, this has been a project that has been in the works for quite some time. We're going to kind of explain what the Uinta Basin Railway is, why they're doing it, and what really impacts and what it's going to mean to the economy and everything here in Carbon County, because there are some things they're going to be looking for laborers and things like that. We'll be talking about that coming up in just a bit. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in and spending the time with us today.
Thanks for having me. And just so people understand, I serve on the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition, who's doing this project, and I'm not speaking for them. I'm just trying to inform our community of the project and what's going on here.
And that seven, you know, county commission has, you guys have been working on this for a minute.
It's been 4 years. It's been a long time in the works, and it's a good project. Our communities, the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition communities, are energy producing communities, and this whole project is about getting that stranded oil from the Uinta Basin out to markets. And as we know today, with the price of gas and everything, it would be great to have an outlet for the oil and be able to help bring prices down.
And really, that's what we're dealing with right now. That's what the Uinta Basin Railway is all about, is right now, one, they're kind of limited in both what they can get and where they can take it. Like you said, the only place that this oil can go that's in the Uinta Basin right now is to the refineries on the Wasatch Front.
Correct, yeah.
And what this railway would do then is it would allow them to increase capacity and get that stranded oil to other refineries across the nation. Is that
right? It would allow them to expand the operations and produce a little more oil and send it to other markets, and also help. Right now there's a discount on the oil because it's kind of a stranded oil. So the refineries in the Wasatch Front pay a little less money than they would if it went to like West Texas or some of the other refineries in Louisiana or something like that. So it's good for the oil. It's good for our state. It'll help production. It'll help put more oil into the market, and this oil, the Uinta Basin oil, has a lot of other properties that are really valuable. It's got a lot of wax in it. Those paraffins and those waxes can be stripped off and used for cosmetics and lubricants and different things that a lot of your other crude oils don't have. A lot of that wax, they're little thinner, and so this is a very valuable oil, and it's good to get it to market.
So and that's been really the whole meaning and the whole function behind getting this up and rolling. And the great thing about it is you've kind of finally passed some serious hurdles with this one, and now you're to the point where you're going to go ahead. Was it design that they're going to go ahead and go with now? Is that what the plan is, or what's coming up next?
Yeah, so we did receive our final record of decision from the Forest Service. Everything, all the records of decision have been signed from the federal agencies. That doesn't mean that we're done. There's, you know, still potential legal hurdles that have to be overcome and different things, but it gives us the opportunity to move forward to finish the engineering on the design, and hopefully next year we'll start to see some actual construction taking place.
And we were talking before we came on the air, this is like the first rail line that's been built in the United States in like 40 or 50 years. Is that about
It's about that time frame, 40 or 50 years. It's been a long time since we've built some major infrastructure like this in the U.S.
So it'll be interesting to see how all that plays out and how all that works out. And what does this really mean for Carbon County? I mean, will that train come through Helper? Will it do that? But really, too, going back even further than that, the labor force and those kinds of things, they will be hiring people to go and work on this, I would assume.
Yeah, so especially up front, there'll be a lot of engineering and construction costs. It'll be a pretty major deal for the construction of the railroad. There's several miles of tunnels, so we'll have tunnel companies coming here and boring the tunnels through the different areas. But once it's built, it will lead to jobs in our community, because the trains will leave from here, from Helper, and then head over to the base and pick up a load of crude and then bring it back and then put it on to the Union Pacific Railroad and the BNSF Railroad. And then they will take that load to wherever it's going. So it'll be good for our community, because it'll add jobs to and good paying jobs to our community.
All right. So once again, this is all, you know, still in the preliminary stages. We're going to get some engineering done on it, and maybe by next spring we'll see maybe some construction going on as far as the rail line is concerned. Is that kind of the time?
I'm hoping so. They haven't quite given us all the timelines, because it's kind of been a floating timeline. We've been waiting for these records of decision from the federal agencies. Now that we have those, we can bump those back out and start those processes.
Okay. So be looking for that. It's the Uinta Basin Railway. We'll be getting started hopefully by next spring on that, with, you know, the train coming through Helper. We're going to have jobs that'll be here. We're going to need labor to build this rail line. So lots of fun stuff if you're into trains, and there are a lot of people around here that are. And this has got to be something that, you know, I would assume people will hear that they're doing this and just kind of go and watch and see what's going on with it. So interesting things happening with the Uinta Basin Railway. Now, if anybody has any questions, can they contact you at the county and you can kind of move them along and help them get to where they need to get some of these questions answered, or just kind of
absolutely.
Talk about it?
Absolutely. Yep. That would be great.
So there you have it. Commissioner Casey Hopes, the Uinta Basin Railway. If you got any questions, he is a member of that 7-county coalition. You could call and talk to him about it. And if he can't answer your questions, he'll get you moved in the area where you can find the answers that you're looking for. Commissioner Hopes, once again, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.